Once a famous preacher told his congregation, every blade of the grass is a sermon. A few days later, a parishioner saw him mowing his lawn. And the parishioner told him, "That's right, Father, cut your sermons short." Though I don't usually mow the lawn, I will just try to do just that, to cut it short. Today we begin to hear a sermon, the sermon of Jesus on the Mount. From a few Sundays from now, we will be hearing the rest of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount, as we can find it in Matthew's Gospel, chapters 5 to 7. These are called the summary of the Gospels. I'm sure Matthew, the evangelist, made a lot of cutting to fit it into the Gospels. And today we heard the Beatitudes, the very first part of the Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes, the eight of them, are considered as the Gospel within the Gospels. They are revolutionary, radical teachings of Jesus. If we come to take each beatitude and reflect on it, it will challenge us. It's a great promise for all of us. At the same time, it's a radical challenge to live the beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Every beatitude begins with the blessed or happy. Whom Jesus is referring to when he says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit? Who are those who are considered as blessed or happy? They are those about whom Prophet Zephaniah in today's first reading prophesied long ago. Those who are lowly and humble, those who seek refuge in the Lord, they are the blessed ones. Those who seek refuge in the Lord and not in material things, not in things of this world, but put your dependence and trust in God. They are the ones who are going to be blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now we must be careful not to think that Jesus meant by saying this beatitude, he was not condoning poverty, material poverty. No, that's a mistake to think that way. How can we think that Jesus would consider those who continue to live in slums and have nothing to feed on and whose health conditions are deteriorating? How can we think that Jesus would say they are blessed? He wouldn't do that. What he meant by blessedness is just the opposite of that. Actually, this material poverty is something that we are called to eradicate here on earth. That's why Jesus came to be one with the poor, in order that he can uplift them, help them grow in their lives and save them. That's why we Catholic Christians are called to go to the poor and the needy and alleviate their sufferings by sharing what we have with the poor. When the rich young man came to Jesus and said, "I want to follow you," he told him, he looked at him and loved him and saw that he was a wealthy man. He told him, "Go, sell your properties, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. You will inherit the kingdom of God." Material poverty has nothing to do with this beatitude. He refers to those people who put all their trust and dependence on God, irrespective or regardless of their material conditions. Whether you are rich or poor materially, you are called to depend on God above all things. There are people who are rich who say, "I don't need God." But there are also people who are materially rich and wealthy who completely detach themselves from their wealth and put their total trust and dependence on God. They are blessed. They are happy, Jesus says. They will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. If we want to be truly called children of God, then we have to go out and make peace, work for peace and justice in today's world. This is the need of the time in our society, in the whole world. We need peace and justice to be established. Peacemakers. We Catholic Christians are called to be peacemakers. And we do so throughout the world. Two of the great saints of the contemporary world, whom I have also known and seen, are Saints Teresa of Calcutta, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, Saint John Paul II. These two great saints were great instruments of peace. They worked for peace, world peace. When Saint Teresa of Calcutta received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, she attributed it all to the poor people, took all that money she received and distributed among the poor, helped them uplift their lives. She says, peace begins with a smile. Yes, and yet, come to think of that. It's so simple to hear. But there are several people in the world who find it even hard to smile. Peace begins with oneself, in our heart, and in our homes, in our communities. Let us spread peace to one another. We are called to be peacemakers. Blessed are the meek, the merciful, for mercy shall be theirs. We are called to show mercy towards one another. When we come to offer the worship, Jesus asked us to examine ourselves and see, are we willing to be merciful toward one another? The Lord is so merciful and compassionate that he is waiting for us here in the sacrament and in the sacrament of the confession to forgive our sins and show us mercy and compassion whenever we go to him. The Lord says in the gospel, when you come to offer the sacrifice and there you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your offering at the altar, go back and get reconciled with your brother and sister. Then come and offer the sacrifice. I will accept them. Mercy. We are called to show mercy toward one another. The Beatitudes are so beautiful. They are radical teachings of Jesus in the world today. It challenges us. It reminds us that we are not losers, but winners, because God is on our side. No matter how the world thinks about us, they may think that we are foolish in living the gospel values, but we are not. Saint Paul so beautifully puts it in today's second reading. He calls us to recall our own calling, our vocation to be Christians. Consider, brothers and sisters, your own calling. Not many of you are wise by human standards. Not many of you are influential and powerful by human standards. Not many of you were rich and famous, of noble birth. But God chose the foolish of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak of this world to shame the strong. God chose the poor of this world to shame the rich and the famous. Are even we winners? Yes, indeed, we are winners in God's kingdom. Let's believe that. Let's live that. These beatitudes in our lives. And we will inherit the kingdom of God. Aren't we happy people as Christians? Aren't we happy because, not because we are materially prosperous, but because we totally trust and depend on God. Amen.